Stetler. I'm Waldorf. We're here to heckle a Muppet movie.
Gentlemen, that's straight ahead. Private screening room D.
Private screening?
Yeah, they're afraid to show it in public.
Oh! Oh, look at this place. What a dump.
Bunch of weirdos around here. Look at them.
Yes, I know you all.
Hey, lady, is this seat taken?
I'm so nervous. If I'm not funny, I won't be able to live with myself.
Well, then you'll have to get another apartment, won't you?
You know, I hear this movie is dynamite.
Get your fresh organic popcorn. Only a buck.
Open me, buy me some, please.
Oh, sure, Mama, nothing's too good for my woman.
Woman! Woman! Woman!
Well, I like the movie fine so far.
It hasn't started yet.
That's what I like about it.
Do it!
Yeah! Oh, hey, Mr. the Frog. Is it okay for me and my boomerang fish to be in your movie? Hey!
I told you, Lou, not in the movie or at the screening.
Hey, but what? Whoa!
Permit. Does this film have socially redeeming value?
Oh, I certainly hope so, Sam. Sorry about that.
Oh, hi, Biggie.
Hi, I tried to save you a seat, but somebody took it.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the first screening of the Muppet movie. But before we begin, I'd like to thank everyone who contributed to this film, starting with the little people, from the hairdressers to special effects.
That's enough of that, Harry. Costume designers, the prop makers.
Speeches are not necessary, dear. Roll it down.
Yeah, but I'd like to thank everybody for all of their hard work and their patience and their
roll
work.
Roll film!
Roll film!
Roll film!
Uncle Kermit, is this about how the Muppets really got started?
Well, it's sort of approximately how it happened. Look what it's done so far.
What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep, and have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
You with the banjo. Can you help me? I have lost my sense of direction.
Have you tried Hare Krishna?
No. No, I mean I'm really lost.
One second. Darn, I missed. You know, that's the first thing to go on a frog, his tongue. The tongue goes and you can't catch flies.
Oh, that's rough. I'm sorry about your tongue, but yeah. I have to get out of this swamp. I have to catch a plane.
With that tongue? No way. But seriously, there's a boat dock just downstream.
Thank you.
Just watch out for the alligators.
I will. Alligators?
That's right.
Did you say alligators?
Read my lips. Alligators.
It's just that I'm not used to alligators where I come from. See, I'm an agent. I winged in from Hollywood.
Hollywood?
That's right.
Did you say Hollywood?
Read my lips. Hollywood. You know, Hollywood. The Dream Factory. The Magic Store. Hey, don't you ever go to the movies?
Oh, sure. There's a double feature in town every Saturday.
Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. What? There's an ad in here that you should be very interested in. Feast your eyes on that.
Worldwide Studios announces open auditions for frogs wishing to become rich and famous. Well, thanks anyway, but I'm really pretty happy where I am.
Oh, if I were you, I would give this audition very careful consideration. You've got talent, kid. Singing, telling jokes. I mean, if you get your tongue fixed, who knows? You can make millions of people happy.
Millions of people happy?
Millions! Hey, if you ever come west to Hollywood, look me up. Bernie, the agent.
Oh, hey, well, listen, Bernie, the agent. Why don't you say hello to Arnie the alligator?
What?
Arnie! Arnie, wait a minute. Careful, Arnie.
Stay!
Arnie, that's okay. Leave him alone. All right, he's from Hollywood. Hollywood.
Gee. Well, I'd miss this old swamp, but millions of people happy.
Hey, look at him.
Oh, what is this big bike?
Hey, you on the bike! Watch out! Watch out! Watch out!
Oh, my God!
Watch out! Oh. No!
That's pretty dangerous, building a road in the middle of the street. I mean, if frogs couldn't hop, I'd be gone with the Schwinn. The El Ciso Cafe. Foreign food. Doesn't smell promising, but the frog's got to eat.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Wow. Rough place, huh?
That's the toughest, meanest, filthiest pest-hole on the face of the earth.
Well, why not complain to the owner?
I am the owner.
Watch out, hot place coming through. Look out. All right, you got your French fries, frog legs, the cotton, you got your frog legs, the zucchini, you got your frog legs, stroganoff. Everybody happy? All right.
Yes.
Hello, sailor. Find me a drink?
Oh, easy. I'm not a sailor, I'm a frog.
Cut the small talk and buy me a drink.
But I don't even know you.
Hey. You making a move with my girl?
No, sir.
He did too. He touched me.
Ugh, go watch. You'll get warts.
No, you see, that's just a myth.
Yeah, but she's my myth.
No, no, myth, myth.
Yeah?
What the hell?
Showtime! Showtime at the El Ciso! Filling in for the vacationing El Ciso dancing girls, the funny, furry, fabulous Fuzzy Bear.
Waka, 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 waka. Hey, you're a great crowd. Thank you, and thank you. Hey, waka, waka. Ah, waka, waka, waka. Here I am, Fuzzy Bear, to tell you jokes, both old and rare. Waka, waka, waka. Ah. Hey, let's start things off with a bang. Thank you, sir. Waka, 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 waka.
This guy's lost.
Maybe you should try Hare Krishna.
Grief, it's a running gag.
There was this sailor who was so fat.
How fat was he?
He was so fat that everybody liked him, and there was nothing funny about him at all. The problem. Oh, wait, please. I've tried so hard. Please don't do that. I'm a professional. I've had 3 performances.
Do you know any dance routines?
What? Not really, do you?
Now, place up in Snappy.
Got it. Please.
I hope you appreciate that I'm doing all my own stunts.
Okay, everybody, drinks on the house.
Drinks up here? What you talking about? The bartender said there was drinks on the house.
Works
every time.
Huh. Well, hey, listen. My name is Kermit the Frog, and I'm on my way to Hollywood.
Hollywood?
You want to join me?
Big time showbiz. That's always been my dream.
Yeah, well, they're holding auditions for frogs next week. And if they need frogs, they must need bears, too.
Ah! My car's right outside.
Gee, a Studebaker. Where'd you get it?
Oh, my uncle left it to me.
Huh? Is he dead?
No, he's hibernating.
You know, Father, you really do have a lot of talent.
Thank you.
You know, how about you and me putting together an act?
Not sorry. I only worked as a single.
Oh, okay.
All right, you talked me into it. We'll be a team.
Oh, good.
What's this?
Hey, you better pull over here.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on?
Howdy, Mr. Frog. I'm a businessman with a proposition.
What?
Let me show you something that might change your whole life.
Hmm.
Hop right on over here, my little green friend.
Listen, mister.
That's it. Now, this is a kind of chance you can't afford to pass up. No, don't be afraid. Watch the window.
Hmm? What's that?
Hi, I'm Doc Hopper, inviting you to hop on down and get some Hopper's French fried frog legs. Right here, at the sign of the bright green legs.
Good grief.
Come on. Hurry. Frog legs are fine. Hopper's is the place. You should dine. There's cheese legs, bacon legs, chili legs, too. French fried frog legs, barbecue. If you want just a snack, then here is the one. A frog leg burger on a bright green bun.
Oh, that is terrible. That's the most appalling, disgusting, revolting thing I've ever seen.
I know. I'm a great businessman and a sweet fella, but I do lack the skills of a performer.
You also make a lousy frog.
You, on the other hand, make a terrific frog.
What?
He's right. You know, you are very likable, Kermit.
The bear's right. You, my little likable friend, are going to do all our television commercials.
No way.
Well, hold it. Now, just a minute. There's $500 in it for you up front. $500 is just the beginning. You could be earning this much every year.
Let's go, Fozzie.
$500? Would you consider a bear in a frog suit?
Fozzie!
I guess, sir, I just lost my head.
Just a minute, Mr. Frog. Everything is negotiable.
Okay, here we go.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Frog!
Here we go.
Money!
Max! Follow that frog! With me in the car.
I'm sorry, Doc. I just got excited. Hey, do you like the frog? Isn't he terrific, Doc?
Terrific, Max. Terrific. Now go.
But you promised me a reward.
Later, Max. Now follow that frog. Oh, it's a gorgeous day.
Yep, certainly is.
Yep, terrific day for a drive.
Yeah, it's beautiful country out here.
A frog and a bear seeing America.
Along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah.
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabin.
Cabin?
Moving right along. Foot loose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun, come share it with me.
Moving right along.
We'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
Hey, Fozzie, I want you to turn left if you come to a fork in the road.
Yes, sir. Turn left at the fork in the road. Permit.
I don't believe that.
Moving right along, we found a life on the highway.
And your way is my way.
So trust my navigation.
California, here we come, come high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
So savvy, we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it.
Moving right along, doogadum, doogadum.
Hey, LA, where have you gone?
Send someone to fetch us, we're in Saskatchewan.
Moving right along, doogadum, doogadum.
You take it, you know best.
Hey, I've never seen the sun come up in the west. Ah, a bear in his natural habitat. A Studebaker.
Hey, Fozzie, look up ahead.
What is that?
Maybe we should give him a ride.
I don't know. He's pretty big. Hey there, want a lift?
Oh, no thanks. I'm on my way to New York City to try to break into public television.
Ah. Good luck. Moving right along, we're truly birds of a feather. We're in this together,
and we know where we're going.
Movie stars with flashy cars and lights with the top down.
We're storming the big town.
Yeah, storm is right. Should it be snowing?
No, I don't think so.
Moving right along.
Footloose and fancy free.
You're ready for the big time.
Is it ready for me?
Moving right along. Moving right along. Moving right along. Moving right along.
Hey. Hey, Fozzie. Look up ahead there. There's one of those Doc Hopper billboards.
Ah.
Maybe you better pull over.
Yes, sir.
Whoa.
Kermit, that's you.
Ha, 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 ha. You got the picture, boy. You see what I mean? Kermit the Frog, symbol of Doc Hopper's Prince Fried Frog Legs. Isn't that splendid? Just splendid. Just take a look at it.
All I can see are millions of frogs on tiny crutches.
Now listen, boy. Don't you want to be rich and famous?
Not working for you, I don't.
That's right.
Crutches?
Shut up, Max. We're a small-time operation, but we're expanding, expanding, just like you frogs expand. Don't you frogs expand?
That's a myth.
What?
Myth, myth.
Yes.
Hmm. Come on, Bear, burn rubber.
Yes, sir.
Hey, frog! That's the second time! Max! I've done my best with that frog. Now's the time to do my worst. Open the door.
No, you open the door.
What?
I'm through, Doc. The frog is right. You're asking him to do something terrible. I can't be a part of it. It's a moral decision, and I'll stand by it.
I'll double your percentage.
I'll open the door.
Kermit, where are we?
Well, let's see. We're just traveling down this little black line here. And we just crossed that little red line over the air.
Oh, well, how about just take the blue line, huh?
No, we can't take that. That's a river.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah, sure.
Now, listen, Kermit. Why don't we just go right from...
Hmm? Hey, Fozzie.
Yeah?
Who's driving? Okay, back it up.
Yes, sir.
Fozzie, where did you learn to drive?
I took a correspondence course.
This looks like a nice quiet spot.
Uh-huh.
Boy, it feels like we've been driving for days.
Yeah, funny. I'm still wide awake.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
They don't look like Presbyterians to me.
Our gentle morning melodies have attracted wandering admirers.
Hey, who are you guys?
We am, is, are, and be they whom as are known as the Electric Mayhem. he's Dr. Teeth.
Golden teeth and golden tones. Welcome to my presence.
Thank you.
Fuzzy.
I'm Floyd. I blow bass.
And I'm
Zoot. Sax is your axe. Uh-oh, Zoot skipped the groove again.
Oh, wow, like I'm Janice on the guitar, for sure, really.
Oh, yeah, that's Animal. Show him what you do, Animal.
I what you? Beat drums!
No, beat drums! Beat drums! Beat drums!
Down, Animal!
Down!
Back!
Sit!
Hey, don't forget about me. I'm Scooter, the band's road manager.
Oh, yeah, the road manager. We couldn't go anywhere without him.
Well, he's the man with the contacts.
No, he's the man with the van.
Yeah, we're taking this old church and turning it into a coffee house.
Yeah, with real good music and organic refreshments.
Oh, it'll be so fine and laid back and mellow and profitable.
Yeah, but what brings you dudes here?
Oh, listen, Kermit here, he was living in the swamp,
Fozzie,
and then a fisherman came along.
Fozzie, you can't tell him the whole story, you'll bore the audience.
Oh, sorry. But, Kermit, the band here wants to know.
Well, let him read the screenplay.
Ah, yes, sir! You see, it starts here on page one.
The Muppet Movie, huh? Let's see. Exterior swamp day. In a long helicopter shot, we discover Kermit the Frog playing his banjo and singing. A Hollywood agent starts the frog traveling west. Doc Hopper comes on strong and they get to this church. Interior church day. Fozzie, they all look like Presbyterians to me. Kermit and Fozzie come walking down the aisle to the thunderously loud music of Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem, which am us. This is a narrative of very heavy-duty proportion.
Cosmic, man, you gotta keep his little froggy self away from this hopper dude.
Too true. It is indeed a problem for us to proboscilate upon. But it seems to me that the frog and the bear are temporarily out of service.
Oh, wow. Like, what can we do to help them?
Well, if this were the movies...
Which it is.
We'd think of a clever plot device.
Like disguising their car so they won't be recognized.
Right. 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah! Woo! All right! Everybody's lover. Everybody's brother. I want to be your lifetime friend. Nothing in my pocket, I keep it in the rainbow's land. I never take the money, I take the milk and honey. Grinning like a Cheshire cat. I focus on the pleasure, something I can treasure. Can you picture that? Can you picture that? Oh, yeah! Hey, Floyd, take a verse.
Let me take your picture, add it to the mixture. There it is, I got you now. Really nothing to it, anyone can do it. It's easy and we all know how. Now begins a changing, mental rearranging. Nothing's really where it's at.
The alley apple tower is holding up a flower. I gave it to a Texas cat.
better drummer, be an up and comer. Can you picture that? Can you bag the winning, picking and a grinning, Lordy but I love to jam. Jelly belly giggling, dancing and a wiggling, honey, that's the way I am.
Longhorn, Texas, Northern Lights of Texas, I keep it underneath my hat. Aurora Borealis, shining down in Dallas. Can you picture that? Can you picture that? Can you picture? You gotta see it in your mind. Can you picture?
What's quick and easy to find?
Can you picture?
You don't have to buy a frame.
Can you picture? Can you picture that? Can you picture that?
Use it if you need it.
Don't forget to beat it. Can you picture that?
Doc Hopper will never recognize you now.
I don't know how to thank you guys.
I don't know why to thank you guys.
Our pleasure, Green Stuff.
Are you sure you won't come with us to Hollywood?
Can't, baby. But when you get rich and famous, maybe we'll show up and exploit your wealth.
Well, moving right along, Fuzzy.
Remember, this frog does everything. He talks, he sings, he dances, he tells jokes. He even rides a bicycle. Heck, find me a frog and a bear and a tan Studebaker.
Gee, Doc, all I can see is a frog and a bear and a rainbow-colored Studebaker.
What?
What? Fuzzy, they're right behind us.
I know.
Well, how do they recognize us?
They recognize you.
What do you mean?
There's 100 bears around.
I'm gaining on them, Doc. I'm gaining on them.
Can't you drive any faster?
No, sir.
There's a sign up ahead there. Pull in front of that. Oh, now, Doc.
What?
Get down, Buck.
Yes, sir.
Aha! Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, I tell you, Camilla, great plumbers are born not made. I'm a prince of plunger, fair maid.
We'll do that. Well, just wait till we get there.
Funny.
Yeah.
Look at that funny little truck.
Yeah. Cute, huh?
Oh, it's coming straight at us. We got hit. We missed it.
Oh, you call that a miss?
You guys okay?
Why are you hopping up and down?
Because I'm hopping mad.
Guy's got a sense of humor.
Hey, why don't you join us?
Where are you going?
We're following our dream.
Really? I have a dream too.
Huh?
But you'll think it's stupid.
No. Tell us.
Well, I want to go to Bombay, India and become a movie star.
You don't go to Bombay to become a movie star. You go where we're going, Hollywood.
Sure, if you want to do it the easy way.
We picked up a weirdo.
Hey, look up ahead. There's Madman Moon.
What's that?
It's a used car lot. Think we can trade in both these old cars and get one big one.
Wait, trade in my uncle's Studebaker?
Sure.
Oh, when you wake up, you'll kill me.
Hey, you're swinging this turn very wide.
What? Hold it, will you? Here we go. Up the bump.
Okay, here we go. Hold on. All right. Pull it up ahead there.
Look at these cars.
Kermit, are you going to sell my plunger?
There's all kinds of great cars down
there. No, he's not going to sell your plunger.
Yeah, look at him up there. Okay, pull it up a little further there, buddy.
Where should I stop?
All these cars down there.
How should I stop?
A little bit further.
Okay, here.
Hey, hold on.
Somebody
out of the car.
Okay, chickens
here
first.
We go.
Oh, my dear friends, welcome to Madman Mooney's Hubcap Heaven. Today is your lucky day.
It is?
Yes, it is. You, for example, you're driving the wrong car.
I am.
I can put you in this German street machine for only $2,000, less a $12 trade-in on your old vehicle. Now, this car is one of the great... detachable fenders for narrow garages.
No, thanks.
Hey, what is this pile of... Jack, get rid of this heap. Come out here. Whoa. What's the matter with you? That's my Jack.
Oh, hi, Jack.
Jack, not name. Jack Jaw.
How many times have I told you not to talk to the customers?
Yeah, oh, no.
Just move this. Move it. You understand? But seriously, friends, Madman Mooney doesn't believe in all that dealing and wheeling. No, the price on the sticker is the price you pay. And never more and never less.
We'll take that one for $11.95.
That's our $12 trade-in. You owe us a nickel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you very much. Hey, we're all going to Hollywood. You want to come with us?
Hollywood?
That's strange. You just ran away. Well, moving right along, Fuzzy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, watch where you're going now, Fuzzy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, where are you going? Hey, wait for me. Hey, I want to go to Hollywood. Hey, wait for me. Come on, guys. Wait, please. I want to go to Hollywood.
Well, it's time to announce the winner of this year's Bogan County Beauty Pageant. We sure grow pretty around here, don't we? All right, here they are.
The first What's over there, Kermit? Over there.
Debbie Sue Anderson.
Ah, nice looking girls, huh?
Wow, nice looking chickens.
What?
Oh, no hard feelings, honey.
And now, before announcing the winner, I think we should thank the judges of today's contest, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
You're not going to believe who the winner is, folks. Oh, come now, Charlie. It's their movie. Oh, so it is.
And here she is, folks. This year's Miss Bogan County, Miss Piggy!
Wow! It's a pig! Did you see that?
Thank you, everyone! Thank you! Thank you! Oh, 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 Debbie Sue! Oh, I'm a Jane! Thank you! Thank you! Oh, thank you. Oh,
Jimmy.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
Kermit, you know.
Not right now, Fuzzy.
I just want to say one thing. This is the happiest moment of my... Never before. So fast for me.
Excuse me.
Yes, of course.
Listen, congratulations on winning the beauty contest.
Oh, thank you. Of course, normally I don't do anything so trivial. I am an actress model.
Oh, is that right? Well, I'm going to be a performer, too.
Ooh.
Hey, Kermit, who's the cute-looking pig?
I beg your pardon?
If you were a chicken, you'd be impeccable.
Gonzo.
Hey, I thought we were going to go get some ice cream.
Oh, well, in a minute, I'll join you.
Well, what are you doing in town? Short, green, and handsome.
well, we're headed west.
Really?
Yeah, but, you know, I really should join my friends for ice cream. You want to come along?
Me? You mean it? I'll be right back. Don't move.
Hello. I'd like an ice cream.
What do you want? Chocolate, vanilla, coffee, peach fudge, rum banana?
Honey.
Honey? I bet your pardon, I hardly know you.
Ah. But seriously, I'd like a honey ice cream cone for me and a dragonfly ripple for my friend the frog.
Okay. One honey cone for the bear.
Ah.
And one dragonfly ripple for the frog.
Yucca.
Don't get them mixed up.
Gotcha.
Oh, all right, Camilla. I'll get you a balloon, but you have to pick the color. Red or green?
Can I give you a word of advice?
What?
Why not take both?
What a wild idea!
Yeah, a beautiful chicken like that deserves two balloons.
You're right.
I have guys come in all the time. Sometimes they get a bunch of balloons for the girls. They go gaga for it.
Gaga? I'll take the whole bunch.
Gaga! Gaga!
Gonzo? Wonder. Where they went? Fozzie!
Kermit! Kermit! Oh, hey, Kermit. Hey, where's your pig friend?
Well, I'm not really sure. She said she was coming for ice cream, but,
Yoo-hoo! Here I am! Here I am! I'm packed!
Yeah, so I see. What for?
You said I could come with you.
Yeah, but to buy ice cream, not to Hollywood.
We're going to Hollywood!
No, I mean, listen. When I said, I mean, well, when you heard the... Gonzo? What are you doing?
About 7 knots!
We'll follow you to the car.
Yes, sir.
Gonzo, we're coming! Step on it, Fozzie.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Kermit, you're a born leader.
Now, where is he?
Oh, isn't this great? Here I am floating in space. Oh, this is the place to be. Whoopee!
Fozzie?
Yes?
Bear left.
What?
Bear left.
Right, frog.
What?
Never mind.
That's cute.
This is... Look at our little car down there. This is flying. It is flying. I'm flying. Whoopee!
Doc, isn't that a frog up there?
No, that's a frog down here.
He's caught in a crosswind, Fozzie. We're going to lose him.
Oh, no.
What are you doing, Doc?
I'm going after the tires.
We're okay now. The wind's shifting. Wait a minute. Hey, stay with him, Fozzie.
Yeah.
He's right above us. He's okay.
Yeah, hi, Gonzo.
Fozzie, come back in here.
What?
Come back in here.
Yes, sir.
Watch, stay on the road.
Come in. Yes, sir.
Come back, you! That frog's gonna make a monkey out of me!
I'm back! I don't understand any of this.
I just gotta catch up with those guys.
Kermit! You were so courageous, so magnificent.
Gee, I don't know what to say.
Say the bear was magnificent. After all, I did the driving.
And I took a 100-foot belly flop onto a moving car.
Yes, but Kermit assumed the awesome responsibility of command.
Gee.
Oh, brother.
Why don't we stop somewhere for the night and have a quiet little dinner for two?
Terrific! I'll eat with you, Miss Piggy.
What?
Not you, Buzzard Beak!
Just mon capitaine and moi.
Well, that might be nice. Good evening, Miss Piggy. You look lovely tonight.
Thank you. I'm so sorry if I kept you waiting.
Oh, it was worth it.
How charming of you. Oh.
I took the liberty of ordering us some wine. Oh, waiter.
Yes? May I help you?
The wine, please.
You mad impetuous thing, it's champagne.
Not exactly. Sparkling Muscatel, one of the finest wines of Idaho.
Well, you may serve us now, please.
Oh, may I?
Look how he does that.
Yeah. Very suave.
Don't you want to smell the bottle cap?
Smells good.
Yes.
Would you like to taste it first?
Well,
I think he's supposed to.
Would you taste it for us, please?
Excellent choice.
Should be for 95 cents. And may we have straws, please?
Yes. I expected that.
Thank you. That'll be all for now.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Here's to you, Miss Piggy.
Oh.
Drink up.
Everything.
Well, it's a beautiful evening, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the moon is just lovely.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, Miss Piggy, the moon doesn't look like you.
Are you Miss Piggy?
Yes.
Telephone.
Oh, Kermy, I did place one phone call to my agent. It'll only be an itsy-tinsy moment.
What the hell?
Evening. Rolf, Rolf the dog. Sit yourself down.
Kermit. Kermit the Frog.
Pleased to meet you. I'm no Heifetz, but I get by.
That was very nice.
Oh. Hey, broken heart, right?
Was it sure?
Listen, when you've been tickling the ivories as long as I have, you've seen a broken heart for every drop of rain, a shattered dream for every fallen star.
Exactly. She just walked out on me.
Yeah, typical. That's why I live alone.
You do, huh?
You bet. I finish work, I go home, read a book, have a couple of beers, take myself for a walk and go to bed.
Nice and simple.
Stay away from women. That's my motto.
But I can't.
Neither can I. That's my trouble. You can't live with them. You can't live without them. There's something irresistible-ish about them. We grin and bear it because the nights are long. I hope that something better comes along.
I see what you mean. It's no good complaining and pointless to holler.
If she's a beauty, she'll get under your collar.
She made a monkey out of old King Kong.
I hope that something better comes along.
Still, it's fun when you're fetching and agree to see an etching that you keep at your lily pad. There is no solution. It's part of evolution.
The pitter patter of souls, the little feet of tadpoles.
Ralph, tadpoles don't have feet.
Oh, sorry about that. 2, 3, 4.
There's no limitation to mixing and matching.
Some get an itching for a critter they've been scratching. A skunk was badgered, the results were strong. I hope that something better, I hope that something better, I hope that something better comes along.
For Kermit the Frog. You Kermit the Frog?
Yeah.
Phone.
Huh. It's not often you see a guy that green have the blues that bad.
Hello?
Kermit, please! Oh, hurry, hurry, hurry.
Piggy, is that you?
Yes, that's her. And it's a Doc Hopper. You listen, Frog, and listen good. Step outside the motel right now. My guys will meet you there.
Well, what if I don't?
And your girlfriend will be ham-hocked by breakfast.
Oh, come in,
Are you the guys I'm supposed to meet?
That's good, Glenn. That's good. That's nice and tight.
The professor's here, Doc.
Show me in. Show me in.
Kermit, I'm not a bit worried. I know you're planning something bold and clever.
Oh, I got us this far, didn't I?
How are you?
Professor Krasman.
It's good to see you, Doc, you little rustic devil, you. Where's my victim? I mean patient.
Step this way,
of
Professor.
Course.
Let me introduce you to your patient. Professor Krasman is the world's leading authority on mind control in frogs.
It's a very rapidly growing field.
You like garlic, don't you?
Tell us what you're going to do to our little Kermit.
Well, we're going to perform an electronic cerebrectomy.
A what?
An electronic cerebrectomy.
What's that?
It's something so sensational that you'll have to hold on to your hat.
Yes?
When a German scientist says, hold on to your hat, it's not casual conversation. Hold on to your hat. Hat, hold.
Good.
Now, what we're going to do is bring out a machine that's going to wow you. Bertram, Bertram, you. Bring out the machine. Wait till you see this. You think we're sleeping in Dusseldorf? You think we're taking a nap in Cologne? No, we're working at night. Each night, a new dial, a new knob, a diode, a transistor. Cerebrectomy, cerebrectomy, electronic cerebrectomy.
What does it do?
What does it do? What does it do? It turns the brains into guacamole.
First of all, I'll pull out of this, okay?
Wonderful. Second?
I detest the surfeit of provincial laughter. Now, we take your friend, the little F-O-R-G. Put him in the chair. Clamp on the terminals. Drop the electronic yarmulke. And throw what we call in German, das Bitch! Yes, you little green devil. Soon it'll be a hot time in the old skull tonight. Thank you, hair machine. Now, the frog will do your bidding. He will do your every whim, your every wish. He will do your television commercial. Yes, he will sell your frog's legs.
Zapparoni.
Head full of jelly.
A noggin full of library paper.
Let's fry them brains.
Oh, Professor Crossman, you've got a fun job.
I love it, I love it. If I can inflict a little pain during the afternoon, I sleep good at night.
Oh, well, we'll let you get on with it then.
My pleasure.
Max. I'll be back later to pick up what's left of the frog.
What's left of the frog? You can have everything. Excuse the brain. All right. Bring over the frog.
Oh, honey. Whatever happens next, I wouldn't give up this evening together for anything. Would you?
Make me an offer.
I got him. Good. Good. And why don't we take a little seat, Kermit? Oh, will you stop whimpering? Go out like a frog. A little toad. Okay, hair machine, this is big time here. Ready to go to work? Hand clamp. Foot clamp. You can struggle all you want now, frog. It'll do you very little good. All right. And now it's time to drop the electronic beanie. Soon there'll be enough voltage coursing through your little frog brain to light up Cincinnati. There
you go. Please, not my frog, please.
Say goodbye to the frog, pig.
Why should I?
Because in 10 seconds, he won't know you from kosher bacon.
That does it!
What's going on here? A pig that goes bananas? What is this, a luau?
Where'd she go? Where's your pig?
Oh, boy.
What happened? There she is. Get her.
I must reach the switch. I must. Switch. Oh, no. I must.
Now, Kimmy.
Oh, thank you.
Rivet.
Well, shall we go now, Kermit?
Well, just a second. Hello? Piggy, it's your agent.
Oh.
Yeah, Marty, what do you got? Commercial? How much? Mm-hmm. When? Take it.
Hey, what happened?
It's been there, born, different, flip, 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 flip.
Irritated! Irritated!
Don't worry, animal. Your big scene is coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Just be cool. I need another seat cushion.
Seat cushion!
Well, how do you like the film?
I've seen detergents that leave a better film than this.
Oh!
Well, I don't care what anybody else says. I'm having a great time.
Oh, good.
The flame is okie dokie.
Good, roll film.
Flame is rolling.
This is the patriotic part.
Should we stand up?
No.
All beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesties, above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. Patriotism swells in the heart of the American bear.
Boys, no reflection on the job you've been doing, but I decided to bring in a specialist. Boys, this is Snake Walker. Tell him what you do, Snake.
Kill frogs.
How long is it to Hollywood?
Well, we gotta be there by tomorrow.
Hey, Kermit, are you gonna get an agent like that pig hat?
Gonzo, he's always touchy about that.
Hey,
no. Oh, no.
I don't believe that.
Piggy? Matt? Kermit!
That's Piggy.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, do you think we should help her with her bag?
No.
Kermit! Kermit! What an unbelievable coincidence! Oh, hello again! It's me! Would you hold my vanity case for me?
Well, what?
So much has happened to me since I saw you last.
Excuse me.
Frankly, Miss Piggy, I don't give a hoot.
My name is Ralph the Dog, and I was playing the piano and Oh, never mind.
Kermit? I missed you. Don't I get one kissy-kissy?
No, I don't think so, Miss Piggy.
Oh, just one the dog.
Oh, Piggy.
Come in.
You've been listening to music to hug frogs by. And this is Doc Hopper saying that if Kermit the Frog don't stop right now and call me and agree to be my national spokesman, he will soon be a frog burger.
Oh, Kermit.
We'll be okay.
Oh, Mon Capitan.
Off
boy. What? No problem. It's okay. No problem. Hey, all right. Listen. We're in trouble. I wish I still had my Studebaker.
Probably something broken about the engine.
Yeah.
Hey, don't worry. Someone's bound to come along.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I guess we blew it, huh, Gonzo?
Yeah. But the sky sure is beautiful out here. Look at that.
We're gonna miss the auditions tomorrow, right?
Kermit?
You could get lost in a sky like that. I wish I had those balloons again.
So much for Hollywood.
Listen, gang, I never promised we'd make it. I never promised anything.
This looks familiar. Vaguely familiar, almost unreal yet. It's too soon to feel yet, close to my soul and yet so far away. I'm going to go back there someday. Sun rises, night falls, sometimes the sky calls. Is that a song there? And do I belong there? I've never been there, but I know the way. I'm going to go back there someday. Come and go with me, it's more fun to share. We'll both be completely at home in midair. We're flying, not walking, on featherless wings. We can hold on to love like invisible strings. There's not a word yet for old friends who've just met. Part heaven, part space. Or have I found my place? You can't just visit, but I plan to stay. I'm going to go back there someday. I'm going to go back there someday.
I didn't promise anybody anything. What do I know about Hollywood anyway? Just the dreams I got from sitting through too many double features. So why did you leave the swamp in the first place? Because some agent fella said I had talent. He probably says that to everybody. On the other hand,
If you hadn't left the swamp, you'd be feeling pretty miserable anyhow.
Yeah. But then it would just be me feeling miserable. Now I got a lady pig, and a bear, and a chicken, a dog, a thing, whatever Gonzo is. He's a little like a turkey. Yeah, a little like a turkey, but not much. No, I guess not. Anyhow, I brought them all out here into the middle of nowhere. It's all my fault. Still, whether you promised them something or not, you gotta remember, they wanted to come. But that's because they believed in me. No, they believed in the dream. Well, so do I, but...
You do?
Yeah, of course I do.
Well, then...
Well, then, I guess I was wrong when I said I never promised anyone. I promised me. Hmm. Huh? Hey, wait a minute. What's happening?
At the moment, we're what's happening.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Yeah. Zoot. Hey, Zoot. Hold it. Hold it. Adam, cool it back there. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Hey, listen, it's wonderful to see you guys, but how did you ever find us?
Oh, easy. We just read the screenplay you left us. Exterior Desert Night. We knew right where you were.
Like, can you get behind it?
Hey, listen, when do you dudes have to be at that audition?
2:00 tomorrow afternoon.
Well, climb aboard the bus. We'll have breakfast at Hollywood and Vine.
Yeah! Yay! Yay!
Hollywood! Moving right along.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Sweet nothings into my ear.
Motorcycle cop.
Motorcycle cop is a sweet nothing?
Well, motorcycle cop is chasing us.
Oh.
Hey, Dr. Seed, you better pull over.
Hey, easier done than said.
Uh-oh.
Drake
City.
What do we do now, huh?
Oh, dear.
Hey, the man with the badge. The police, the cops, the fuzz, the P.I.
Don't you dare!
Well, I wouldn't think of it.
Did we do something wrong, officer?
Oh, come on, Tim!
Okay, gang, let him explain.
This whole disguise is only so I could warn you.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I never thought the doc was going to hurt Kermit. I only thought he was going to lean on him a little. But now he's got this frog killer in from the coast, and the man is deadly.
Oh, not Kermit. What are we going to do?
It's time to beat green stuff.
Yeah, let's get out of here, Kermit.
I love it. Chase music is one of our best riffs.
Hold it, Dr. Teeth. What's up ahead?
It's only an old ghost town.
Fine. Listen, you go back and tell Doc Hopper I'll be waiting for him there.
What?
What?
Kermit! You get killed!
Listen, guys. I can't spend my whole life running away from a bully. It's time for a showdown. Hey, listen, I'm going to check things out. Everybody stay in the bus, okay?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kermit. Huh? Can I take Animal for a walk? He needs some exercise.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
that?
That's one of my latest inventions, a musical rotating rain barrel.
Oh, yeah.
You see, I'm Dr. Bunsen Honeydew, and this is my assistant, Beaker. We live here perfecting useful inventions. Come in, come in. Welcome to our laboratory. Please don't touch anything.
Is this the only street into town?
Yes.
Hey, what are you dudes doing in here?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. We're perfecting our latest invention, Instagrow pills.
Yeah, well, what in the name of Fats Waller is that?
A 4-foot prune.
A 4-foot prune. Yeah, man, well, what else do these pills make big?
Oh, they work on anything. But the effect is sadly temporary.
Oh, no.
Hey, Kermit, here comes Doc Hopper.
I know. I'll be ready for him.
Okay, Frog. Where are you?
I'm here. I'll meet you in the middle of the street.
Oh, yeah?
Man to Frog. Hopper.
All right, Frog. One last chance. You gonna do my TV commercial live or stuffed?
Hopper, what's the matter with you? You gotta be crazy chasing me halfway across the country. Why are you doing this to me?
'Cause all my life I wanted to own 1,000 frog leg restaurants, and you're the key, Greeny.
Yeah, well, I've got a dream, too. But it's about singing and dancing and making people happy. That's the kind of dream that gets better the more people you share it with. And, well, I found a whole bunch of friends who have the same dream. And it kind of makes us like a family. Do you have anybody like that, Hopper? I mean, once you get all those restaurants, who are you going to share it with? Who are your friends, Doc? Those guys?
Max? I got lots of friends. Max, for instance.
Max. I don't think you're a bad man, Doc. And I think if you look in your heart, you'll find you really want to let me and my friends go. To follow our dream. But if that's not the kind of man you are, and if what I'm saying doesn't make any sense to you, well then, go ahead and kill me.
All right, boys. Kill him.
No, wait, please.
Thank you.
I'll have those deal memos for you in a jiffy. Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Lord can't be disturbed by anyone. He's packaging a blockbuster.
Kermit, look, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Like a dream come true.
Well, don't count your tadpoles until they're hatched. I still have to audition, you know.
Hey, there ain't nothing to it but to do it.
And where do you think you're going?
Oh, hi there. I'm going to audition for Lou Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't just walk in here off the street, you know. Especially not with all these animals.
Animals? What's wrong with animals?
Animals!
This is a movie studio, not a zoo. Besides, I'm allergic to animal hair. Now get along, all of you.
No, wait a second. See here, miss, I may not be one of your fancy Hollywood frogs, but I deserve a chance. And we're going to stay right here in this office until you let us in to see Lou Lord, aren't we, gang, huh?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Come on. Just sit right down and wait.
How scared is Miss Casey?
Uh-huh. Shake, well, friends, this is it. Mr. Lord, forgive the interruption, but I'm here to audition.
Yes, audition.
We've come over 2,000 miles to...
Kermit, we're all with you.
Please, sir, my name is Kermit the Frog, and we read your ad, and, well, we've come to be rich and famous.
Miss Tracy, prepare the standard rich and famous contract for Kermit the Frog and Company.
Oh, just look at all this. A frog make the big time. It starts when we're kids. A show off at school. Making faces at friends. You're a clown and a fool. Doing frat balls and bird calls and bad imitation. Ignoring your homework, is that dedication? You work through the mirror, you're getting standing ovation.
You're burning with hope. You're building up steam. What was once you've been annihilation,
grown up and stylish.
You're close to your dream. And somebody out there loves you. Stands up and hollers for more.
More!
You found a home at the magic store.
Right, everybody, production number, okay?
Off the trucks and on the job!
Hey, oh,
Jesus. Wow, let's do it.
What? The movie.
Yes, let's do it, yes.
Hey, Fuzzy, yeah. Take those wagons out of there.
Yes, sir, I'm off.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Uh-oh! Scenery over there, right?
Movie!
those are the trees for the swamp.
Mellow and profitable.
Waka waka.
Big scene.
Okay, hon.
Watch the tree roll.
Hey, careful, Scooter.
Watch it.
Miss Piggy, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
Hollywood talk.
Wahahaha! Uh-huh. Wahahaha! Good.
Wahah! The lights? Yeah. Good. Save those arcs.
Crazy Harry plays with electricity.
Sound is ready. Give me a level.
Gas gun.
Rolling. Okay, everybody, stay in focus, huh?
Okay, Muppet Movie, scene 1A, take one.
Makeup ready.
Uh-huh. Theory ready.
Yeah.
Sound is
good.
Camera rolling.
Already, Kermit.
Okay, stand by. Here we go. Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
That's part of what rainbows do.
Rainbows are memories,
sweet dreams, reminders. What is it you'd like to do?
All of us watching and wishing we'd find it.
I know you're watching.
Someday you'll find it. The rainbow connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and...
Come on.
Goodbye.